Well, next up, if you spend much time online, you may be familiar with TED Talks, 18-minute presentations about big ideas and theories presented at an annual conference. Since 2009, Kansas City has hosted a TEDx conference of its own, and this year it's offering a unique opportunity, the TEDx KC Challenge. Here to talk about it is Mike Lundgren, who's been organizing the TEDx KC conferences since they began. He's also Director of Innovation Strategy and a partner at Kansas City-based ad firm VML. And Mike, nice to have you again. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks.
Well, Mike, this year TEDx KC is hosting a challenge offering members of the public the chance to present their own mini TED Talk. Why did you decide to open the stage up here?
In a way, it kind of echoes what TED's all about. It's been fun to watch TED over the years kind of open its platform up and invite people from all over the world to participate. And so we've really kind of taken a page from that book. You know, we looked at a way of sort of inviting people to bring their ideas to us. In fact, people ask me all the time, you know, how do we get on stage? How could I possibly get on stage and give a TED Talk? And actually, this is one of the ways in.
So is the winner going to get an 18-minute TED Talk, or how's this thing going to work?
We might not give them 18 minutes, actually.
You'd be a little more careful
about
that.
We're going to be a little more careful about that. Yeah. But actually, what we hope to do is attract people that have an idea worth spreading. I mean, really, that's what TED's all about. And so whether it's an innovation or kind of a game-changing way of looking at the world or a new concept for a product, what we want to do is give those people that have those kinds of ideas and thoughts a place to really allow them to spread. And so this is an invitation to make a proposal and say, this is my idea, and try and convince us as to why they should be on stage. And then if they win, yes, they will be on stage.
And how do people do this? How do they enter what they have to enter here to take part?
So there's information that they can get on our website, which is tedxkc.org. And it's called The Challenge. And essentially, it's really simple. We're looking for people that have ideas. We've narrowed it to three things. If they have an idea that relates to education or health and or Kansas City.
Right, right.
In fact, if they can check all three boxes, maybe there's some bonus points for that. But the idea really is to just bring their thinking forward in the form of a short written proposal. We're asking for a video submission. Two reasons. One, we just kind of want to see how the person presents their idea and how they might actually appear on stage, what kind of gravitas they might have. And then, we'll look at that criteria and kind of judge against that and pick somebody.
Who's judging this? Who makes the decision as to who the winner of the challenge is?
So there's a panel. We've a couple of people that are involved in this. First of all, the curators, like myself, the people that are responsible for actually selecting the TED Talks that make it to our stage, we're part of that. And so we're looking for not only is this a great idea, but is this person able to present this in a compelling way, in a provocative way? We also have a panel member that that's very familiar with kind of judging technology and entrepreneurial projects and kind of looking at it from that perspective. And then the Kauffman Foundation is a huge partner with us on this. In fact, the iChallenge platform is really something that's come to life from them. They've run a number of these kinds of challenges as well. And so they're going to be participating and helping us decide.
Well, what kind of response have you gotten so far, Mike? And are you getting flooded with entries or what's happening?
It never works like that, actually. When you put a contest on like this, you hope you'll get an immediate flood, and you don't, because in fact, the smartest people typically wait to the very end so that they can refine their idea the best. But also it reduces the possibility that somebody else might find out about their idea or whatever. And so we see that this happens with even XPRIZE level challenges on the last day, you're looking at nothing. And in the last hour, you have 100 entries. Mm-hmm. We have a couple dozen entries at this point, so we're feeling pretty good about that, but we expect a lot more.
And just for the record, a link to enter this contest, you can find a link on our website, kcur.org. The TEDx KC theme that you mentioned is changing the narrative this year, and you want you want them to submit videos on the topics of health, education, or Kansas City. Why these topics for this public challenge?
A couple of reasons. I mean, first, the theme this year is really important to us. We feel like, the tagline for that theme is there's danger in a single story. And, we feel like whether that's the story we tell ourselves that keeps us stuck as individuals or it's the special interest stories that get told to keep the world stuck. I mean, you know, that we want to explore that side of the coin. But the other side of the coin is that there's this equally exciting opportunity. You know, inventors, scientists, you know, microbiologists, technologists, you know, there's game-changing discoveries that have the chance to change the world. And frankly, there's also music and art that have a chance to change our worldview. So that's the kind of the frame-up of what we're looking at from the point of view of the theme. And then the reason we chose those three elements is I just think they're the most relevant things to Kansas City right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, health and education very much. The Kauffman Foundation has been very focused on health of late as well from an entrepreneurial perspective. So really all these things kind of combine with like, hey, can you make this about Kansas City? That would be nice too.
You know, this theme that you pick each year, this year's theme, as you mentioned, changing the narrative. How do you pick that theme and who's in charge of doing that?
Yeah,
is that your call?
It's my call along with a couple of colleagues that, you know, work closely together. It starts off very unscientifically. It's a list of, you know, 100 or so ideas that we've been collecting over, you know, the last year. I mean, literally when the event ends, we'll start thinking about the theme for the following year. And, you know, when we get in, you know, 3 or 4 months out, we start to get serious about it and we narrow it down to 5 or 10 and we start to live with it and then finally pick one.
You know, this year, TEDxKC takes place on Saturday, August 9th. It's already sold out. These things always sell out. What's being done, Mike, to accommodate folks who couldn't get a ticket?
A couple things this year. I mean, as in years past, there's always a live stream. So people can tune in from home and watch the broadcast live. And we'll have information about that live stream available on our website, and we can make it available for yours as well, of course. We're adding this year the concept of watch parties, and we put out a call for proposals for these watch parties, and we've got a half a dozen or so of those that are in the works right now. A couple of major corporations look like they might step up and run watch parties internally for their employees, so we're kind of excited about that. And then we also are looking at individuals and places around town where people will be able to go.
Well, we're looking forward here at Up to Date to highlighting some of the guests and topics you're going to have the next few weeks, and that'll be a lot of fun for us too. Mike, always good to have you here. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve.
That's Mike Lundgren. He's the organizer for TEDxKC. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. You can follow me at Steve Kraske. Tomorrow on the program, a look at what war leaves behind for citizens that survive conflicts and the worst states for new parents. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, Scott Ross, and Hannah Copeland. I'm Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.